Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I've made my resolution.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I appreciate you guys listening today. Let me give you a call number, 516-418-5997. Hopefully your day's gone well. I really didn't do any much today, just meditation and things like that, just being sure I'm grounded, and you guys check yourself to also be rooted and grounded. So let's go ahead and take some calls. I will start with 775. You're on there with me.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Wendy.
You're welcome.
And my question is, I finally got a telephone interview with a company I've been trying to come on board with for 5 years, and it went fabulous. And at the end of the interview, the young lady said that she was going to forward my information to the hiring manager, and that likely I would have an in-person interview this next week. And will I get that in-person interview this week, and will I be hired and keep the job for at least 1 year?
I do see you getting a yes on this job. I don't see it being, you know, maybe next week is what I'm seeing on that. And you will be with him for a period of time. So, all right.
I wasn't quite following. I'm sorry. Did you say I would get the interview?
Yeah, you'll get the interview. Yes.
And will they hire me and keep me for 1 year?
Yes, they will.
Okay. So probably starting in February. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. God bless.
You too. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and take another call. 701, you're on Earth. Mingo.
Hi, my name is Deb.
Hi. How can I help?
I'm wondering what you see in terms of, I started dating a guy lately, and do you see that continuing?
Yeah. I keep hearing go slow. So, you know, don't rush right into something. Just, you know, just be there for them as well. So, yeah, I definitely see this working out for you.
So it'll be a long-term thing?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it'll be long-term.
But, like, he wants to go slow, or we should both
slow,
or?
Yeah, I think that he might push for things quicker than you're ready to help him with those issues. But, yeah, I mean, I see you guys together long-term. They just want you to just be patient and stuff right now.
Yeah, it just seems like it's kind of off and then on and kind of back and forth. So
yeah, I feel like I call that the yo-yo effect. You go yo-yo, it goes back to you. I feel the same way with this. I mean, it just keeps coming and going, you know. But long run, I do see you guys together finally. But down the line a little bit.
But it will go back and forth for a while?
Yeah, probably at least the rest of, up to about March.
Okay.
Okay.
And, I mean, what is the reason for that when that happens? Is it unsure?
I'm not sure what's causing that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
Yeah. Okay. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. You want to switch over to work? Okay. 347. You're on air with me. Hello. Hello? All right, let's go to the next caller.
Hello?
703, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How can I help?
My question was, I was wondering if the guy that I dated about 5 months ago, he and I will reconnect sometime maybe in the future.
Yeah, it looks like about 3 months, so that would put you about March or April.
Okay. You know, my father died on Thursday, so I called him the other day, and then he hung up on. Yeah, thank you. I have to fly to California on Friday for services on Saturday because I'm in Virginia.
Right.
And, I actually did call him to tell him that my father died because he spoke to him, you know, a few times on the phone, but then he hung up on me. So I was like, what the heck was that about? So
yeah, you don't need that chaos. You got enough going on emotionally right now. You don't need that.
No, but I know he has some stuff going on in his own life.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, sometimes there's no excuses for behavior. So.
Yeah. But you still think he'll come back and reconnect?
Reconnect. Yeah, you just need to take some time for yourself right now. And, you know, that's one thing I'm concerned about is you. So you just need to focus on yourself and not really rush into anything right now. I'm not just talking about dating stuff. I'm talking about, you know, jobs and like that. Don't rush into any decision making right now. So.
Oh yeah, well, I'm supposed to start a new job. I'm just waiting. The government, I guess, is on hold for fingerprints. So I'm supposed to. I have a job offer. I'm just waiting for them to come through with that. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
So. So hopefully that will come through too. So that was kind of a rush decision too. But you know, I have to get out of the job I'm at. It's very toxic. So
it wasn't good for you to be in that.
No.
So hopefully that helps.
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a great night. Sorry, again about your loss.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go with 267. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello. My name is Donna. My husband, his name is John, and I was wondering if you see any, we've been separated about 2 years. Do you see us reconnecting again, or at least him attempting?
I feel like there will be a chance. They're telling me, you know, to rush into it right now. You might put some space there. But, you know, I do see it being, you know, able to fix this if that's what you really want. And, you know, it takes two people to be in a relationship. So you can do your part, but sometimes the person on the other end needs to do their part. And it's not always the way things are working out. So, but, you know, you just got to keep hanging in there. So, all right.
Do you see him trying to, or?
It looks like about May that something might, you know, come back into play more, but it's definitely May. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. I appreciate you calling in.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go ahead and see. Okay, here we go. 312, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
My question is, do you see more like fun? I've been working a lot, and I'm just kind of wondering if you see anything, you know, anything coming up, any kind of, you know, special activities or anything going out or anything.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing anything. It doesn't mean that things are not working. It just means I don't see anything at the moment. If you ask a question that's like more precise about changing jobs or something like that, that helps. But right now, I'm having a problem picking up anything at the moment.
Yeah, because I'm kind of still focused on work right now, getting to work with the weather and you know, looking for a more permanent job, even though, you know, this is an open assignment, but I'm still keeping an eye out for other opportunities. Do you see maybe another opportunity coming?
I feel like it looks like April, the middle of April. I'm getting like days, like number of the days. Like, so it would be like looks like right now it's the 20th. So that's when you should hear something. Okay.
Maybe the weather will break too. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Hope so.
Thank
we
you
don't.
So much.
I mean, there's too much snow on the ground already, so we don't need more of that.
No,
all right,
no, definitely.
Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again
thank
soon.
You. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now let's see. 856. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria. I was running a newer job coming in, but positive I left my old one. I'm in between jobs because I've applied to a couple of them, so I'm not getting anywhere.
I feel like about a month, so the next month.
Month, cool. Appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah, you just got to be patient and you know, when we're waiting for something to happen, sometimes it's not always easy for us to be patient. Just see it will work out. So, all right?
All right, cool. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night.
I appreciate you calling in. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's hold on. My switchboard tonight are not working together very well. I think that's all the calls at the moment. Let me give you my website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can use on our website address. There's right on that front page is a contact box where you can leave your information and what you're calling about, stuff like that. I'm still working on that site, but basically there's a lot I still have to do. So, all right. Well, I think I'm done for tonight. I do appreciate you calling in and being a part of the program. We will be back on air. Let's see. Today is Saturday. We'll be on air tomorrow about 3:00. So, all right. That's Central Time. All right. You guys have a great evening and I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. All right. Bye-bye.
The calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. this perfect imperfection awakening in the oneness of it all, everybody part of each other, sister and brother, rising in love.
Shanti, Shanti, to that.
Shanti, Shanti.
We are awakening.